You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everybody. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. We are previewing the 2016 Tiger season, which is, of course, underway. And we're going to do so by way of a little over-unders with Mr. Jason Beck. Beck, how are you, sir? First of all, Justin Upton, I know you wrote about him recently, batting in that number two spot of the lineup. Before we get into over-unders, talk about that, the value of him in that spot.
Well, you know, he's actually taken a pretty good outlook on it. I mean, you know, I guess nobody's really going to complain about batting in front of Miguel Cabrera. But he said that it should be a lot of fun and that he can't get too far out of his approach out of it, but that he's going to be kind of tracking how pitchers approach him as the season goes on, which that serves a double purpose because you're going to be playing the American League for the same time. Even if the differences between the two leagues are blurred, there are going to be some guys he hasn't faced much at all, you know, such as some of the guys in the Central included, that he's now going to have to learn a little bit. And you know, it wouldn't be surprising if he keeps maybe not the physical notebook that J.D. Martinez did the last couple of years, but maybe a mental notebook.
Well, you know, he's probably been about as under the radar as you can be when you sign a nine-figure contract. You know, there hasn't been a great discussion about Justin Upton in baseball at large, I think, as a function of him kind of blending into that order. And that kind of leads us to our over-unders here. His career OPS mark is 825. Do you think being part of this loaded lineup can put him in a position to top that? I think he'll come in over or under 825.
825, I am going to take the over. I think based on what he was able to do during that stretch when he was batting in front of Freddie Freeman in the Braves lineup, I think he's got some good numbers in him, notably in the on-base percentage. I saw better at-bats in spring training than I figured as far as like a discerning the strike zone and swinging at stuff over the plate as opposed to chasing. I think if he continues that, he should be able to top that.
Yeah, certainly if he has a more consistent season, obviously his numbers are consistent year to year, but if he has a consistent season within the season, he's capable of very big things. Another guy is, of course, capable of big things is Miguel Cabrera. Now, his career OPS plus mark, OPS plus being relative to league average, his career mark with the Tigers is 162, so basically 62% better than league average, which would be 100. So I'm going to throw out at 150 back. Do you think Miguel Cabrera will be better than 50% better than league average?
Wow, that's a tough one. Man, I think he's got it in him. Yeah, I'll take the over on that. I'm really hesitant because I'm not sure how the power is going to look over the course of a full season. But having watched him long enough and having watched him in the spring training, I think if he's healthy, he should be able to get to that point again. I think it's going to be awfully close. And I think if he misses, it's going to be, you know, a few points. And if he makes it, it's going to be a few points. So it could be like a few points either way.
All right. How about, here's an interesting one. Speaking of OPS plus, Nick Castellanos, obviously entering his age 24 season, still a guy who could break out at any time. He's yet to clear the league average mark, which, as I said earlier, is 100. Do you think Nick Castellanos will be better or worse than 100 OPS plus?
I think he'll still be under, but I don't think he'll be that far under. I think, you know, this is a big year for him to make a huge amount of progress. For him to be, you know, in that, I guess, upper tier, I don't know if he's quite ready for it yet, but I do think we're going to see steps in the right direction, both in power and I think in, you know, in batting average. I think where the big jump could come would be in RBI.
All right. A traditional stat RBI. I know I went a little crazy there with OPS plus, but let's go back to traditional numbers back. 38 home runs for J.D. Martinez. That was his total last year. Do you think he can do even better in 2016, or is he going to come in under that?
Wow. How long is that polar vortex supposed to be over the Midwest? Is that going to last for most of the month?
Well, I live in Cleveland, so it might just last till June, so who knows?
Yeah, it's I think he's got another 40 homer season in him. Yeah, he's still, I think he's still kind of reaching that his potential. I think he's still building off of it. And watching him, he might take a dip in batting average before he takes a dip in home runs. I think just the way pitchers approach him now, they're probably going to be more careful. So that might affect some of the batting average. I think the power is still going to be there.
Victor Martinez obviously had a lot of injury issues last season. I'm going to say on the games played tally, 130. Do you think he'll have a bounce-back season purely on that, on the ability to post up? Do you think he can clear 130?
Yeah, I think he has 130 games in him. I am worried about that hamstring, though. I think that could cost him some time. It doesn't seem at this point like the type of thing that should cost him, you know, like 2 months or anything like that. But yeah, I think he can stay on the field. What he does while he's out there, I think, will be the bigger question.
Looking at the team-wide offense, now last year was the first time since 2003 that the Tigers scored less than 700 runs. Only three teams last year scored more than 750 runs. So I'm gonna make that the hurdle here, Beck. 750 would obviously be an elite offensive season. Do you think this lengthened and potentially healthier lineup is capable of more than 750?
Yeah, I do. I think I pretty much have to now if I've had all these other dudes like over. I think up and out. The big question, I think, will be, you know, what do they get out of center field offensively, even though it's at the bottom of the lineup? Can Jose Iglesias translate the batting average into, like, actual tangible runs? And, you know, is James McCann and Nick Castellanos, are they going to be able to extend that run production part of the middle of the order down to, like, the 6 and 7 spots? I think they can do enough.
All right, just a couple more here for you, Beck, on the pitching side. Justin Verlander, going back to 2006, he's got a 3.50 ERA. Can he do better than that in 2016? That would obviously be a big bounce-back season for him.
Yeah, I think the ERA can be lower than that. I think it's going to be, again, it'll be close. I don't know if he's got that elite ERA season in him anymore, but I think the way he was able to kind of manage everything over the second half, I think, portends well as far as even if he's not on every game on game and game out basis like he was last year down the stretch, I think you saw some damage control from him that was pretty good. I think he can carry that forward.
Anibal Sanchez, 185 innings, which, by the way, would be his highest total since 2012. What do you think? Anibal Sanchez, 185.
I'm going to go under. Not that I don't think he could put in a full season, but I think even if he does, he's going to be one of those guys you've got to watch the innings on, and they might be wary of extending him too far in some of these outings to where that pitch count gets too high up there. I think they're going to sacrifice maybe innings for a total number of starts.
And last one on an individual basis, K-Rod, 30 saves. What do you say?
Well, I mean, even Joe Nathan a couple of years ago was able to get 30 saves. I think K-Rod can get that. I think there's going to be ample opportunity for it. That shouldn't be too high of a threshold for him. Even if he maintains what he was able to do last season and carries that over here, there should be enough late inning leads, especially with an upgraded bullpen overall, that he can get to that point.
All right, back last one. The Astros won the second wild card spot last year with 86 victories. Let's just set it right there, 86, over or under 86 for the 2016 Detroit Tigers.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. I think they can get to 86. We've talked about it all spring. A lot of that depends on health for them. I think if they're relatively healthy, that this is a team that can be a lot more productive on the win side than people give them credit for. And I think this is a division where you're going to see a lot of teams in that 75 to 87 win standpoint. I don't know if it's going to take 90 wins to win this division.
Yeah, that's something we've been talking about all these podcasts. I think the AL Central is deep enough to suppress win totals, basically, and to make that that mid-80s mark could have a lot of meaning this year in this division. We shall see.
Midwestern parity, my friend.
Jason Beck will be there every step of the way. And I want to thank him for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras Detroit Tigers Edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.